Our scripture today is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7 to 10. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word of yours, which we are about to read. We ask you for your Spirit's guidance in our minds and our hearts to take in this word as you desire us to, that your truth may be open to us in the way that you want it to during this time. We also pray for your mercy to be on the expounding of the word, that it too may be used by you and you alone. We thank you for your activity in these moments, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 through 10. Hear now God's word. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, as I mentioned earlier with the children, I love Advent. I've always loved Advent and Christmas. I adore Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday, my favorite celebration. And my favorite things I love about Christmas is the Advent. Terms, themes, I think those are very much some of the greatest parts about Christmas. Things I don't care about Christmas is decorating. Now, I love decorations. I just don't love decorating. I went home the other day, my mother-in-law will come over, and with Elijah's help, they'll decorate the outside and the inside of the house. And I will do my best to watch them. And I tell you, I will get exhausted watching them. If it were up to me, and I lived all by myself with no kids, no wife, my decoration would be a nativity scene on the mantle. That's it. Nothing more. I'm not sure why that's been the case in my life, but the hope, peace, love, joy, those things are fantastic. And those things aren't just for this season, but for all time long. The thing that I love when you decorate, I think maybe this is what it is. When you go through all that work to put it up and you just enjoy it all year long, you got to take them all back down and put them away. So twice the work. But when you unpack hope, joy, peace, and love, you take it out and you keep it out all year through. It's something that stays with you throughout the rest of the year. It reminds us that the journey that we start during Advent is a journey that we don't quit on Christmas, but it's just the beginning. It's stage one. That continues throughout the rest of the year. And so our first step in this journey is hope. Now, the scripture that we read today has a lot of things to be hopeful about. We have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins and according with the riches of God's grace that was lavished upon us. We have that all things will be brought into unity under Christ. These things are hopeful. But what I like today is from verse 8. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. Now, let me ask, how many of you here do the grocery shopping in your house? Grocery shopping? I do the grocery shopping in my house. Aldi's, that's step one. That's where I go. I go to Aldi's. Now through the, I love Aldi's, and I have very little negative things to say about it. But one thing that's always been a challenge with Aldi's for me is during this COVID season, their closing time has been a bit wonky. They're on the door, it says 9, but they've closed at 7 and 8, and sometimes as early as 6. Now, when I usually shop, if I don't have the motivation during the day, I shop in the evening. My son, a lot, Johnny, has violin practice at 7 o'clock. I drop him off. It's in North Versailles. It's 45 minutes long. I drop him off, and then I run to Aldi's. One day, I ran to Aldi's. It was 7:15, and I went into the car. You know, I pulled up in the car. I piddled on my phone a little bit, checked my messages. I leisurely grabbed my quarter, you know, out of the thing. I went back to the trunk. I grabbed all the bags. I went up and I grabbed the buggy, put the little quarter in, pulled my buggy, went up to the door, and it didn't open. There's very few things in this world that kills hope like a locked door. I had hope that by the time 45 minutes had passed, I would be all done with my grocery shopping. But the door wouldn't budge. And my hope in that moment was disappointed. But the neat thing about this scripture is that it presents for us an open door. There's nothing, few things more hopeful than an open door. My family, we have a habit in my family, my extended family, my brothers, my sisters, my mom and dad, to when we're home, the door is open. And if you're family, there's no reason to knock. You just come right in. My parents, when they're home and I want to go visit them, all I have to do is go to the back door and open it up. Because their house is always open to us. Their hearts are open to us. It shows us who are entering their home that we're always welcome. No asking necessary. No need to to phone ahead, although it's always appreciated, but we can just walk right in. This scripture is that open door. Listen to it for a second. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. God didn't keep secrets, didn't shut us out, didn't close the door in our faith and said, you're not welcome. But instead, he made known all the mysteries according to his good pleasure. He opened the door to tomorrow, saying, look what you have to look forward to. Look to the love that is open for you. The thing about Christmas is that it is that open door for us. It's that hope to say that no matter what goes on in our lives, the door to Christ's love is always available to each of us. We don't have to knock. We don't have to stand there and wait. Through Jesus Christ, the door has already been opened. What's that one scripture? Are you familiar with when God closes a door, he opens a window? Do you know what scripture that is? What book of the Bible that's found in? Did I hear someone say something? It's not in there. It's not in the Bible anywhere. In fact, when I think about it, when God closes a door, he opens a window, does that mean God wants us to be a thief? Thieves go in through windows. No, God doesn't close doors. Sure, I get what the saying says. The opportunity seemed to go away and another one presents itself. The truth is that the path that's laid before us sometimes doesn't have the opportunities that we think they should have. But the hope is, in fact, that God gives us the opportunities that we need, not always the opportunities that we seek. The thing that I love about this is that this is all part of that journey of hope. And with that door open and us gazing through the crack, we see that what God has laid before us is far better than what we can ever imagine. Our journey today starts with hope. And that hope will continue with us with every step that we take, and that we can thank God for. leave you with this benediction today. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Go in peace.